You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our Innis News. In 2022, the political system of Kansas City continued to be in a range perfected to be suitable with features and requirements of the City Party Committee. The personnel task was closely done. These are some outstanding results pointed out at a conference to reveal the party building task in 2022 and map out tasks for 2023 taking place this morning. Alongside recorded results, there are some drawbacks. As a result, delegates set aside time to discuss solutions to overcome shortcomings. Delegates also highly consented with the draft report, which shows a clear sense of responsibility and determination while sharing some practical experiences in the party building task. This morning, the Vice Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee, come Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee, Trần Việt Trường, attended a meeting to reveal the performance of the Permanent Board and Directorate of Kansas City's Public Security. In 2022, the Permanent Board of the Party Committee of the City's Public Security penetrated and well carried out guidelines, policies, resolutions, decrees of the Central Public Security Party Committee while giving instructions to well carry out tasks and achieved 78 out of 85 targets set by the Public Security Ministry, representing 92% of the year's plan. Also this morning, Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Thực Hiện attended a criticism and self-criticism conference at the Party Committee and Directorate of Kansas Medicine College in 2022. In 2022, the college recruited 1,247 students, representing 79.8% of its set target. Certain shortcomings were pointed out, namely, its investment and cooperation did not meet its potential. This morning, Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Ngọc Hiền attended a conference to self-evaluate performance of the Management Board of Cờ Đỏ Agriculture, One Member Limited Liability Company. Last year, the Management Board of the company gave instructions to well carry out and surpass the production and business plans by 69% to 500%. The company last year got a total revenue of around 83.2 billion Vietnam Dong with a pre-tax profit of nearly 1.9 billion Vietnam Dong. Alongside recorded outcomes, the management team and members also pointed out some shortcomings, namely, the procurement of price from contract members did not meet the requirements, debts were not revoked, and the company has not been successfully changed into two-member business as planned. The company learned experiences and found solutions for the coming time. Today, a conference to review the execution of the pilot program on primary-level STEM education took place at Kansas City's Education and Training Department. In 2022-2023 school year, Kansas City is chosen to be one of seven provinces and cities to take part in the primary-level STEM education pilot program by the Education and Training Ministry. The program has been tested at 10 primary schools in 5 urban and suburban districts in the first semester of this school year with 119 topics and STEM experience in activities and the participation of 11,210 students. In the process of executing, students proactively and actively proposed learning products which created good conditions to meet the demand for education renewal. Yesterday afternoon, continuing the journey of giving dead wishes to cadres, soldiers, and people residing on the southwestern territorial waters, the delegation of the 5th Naval Region Command came to offer dead wishes to units on Kwai Islands, including the Radar Station No. 595, Battalion 887, the Lighthouse Station, Border Post 700, and Hong Kwai Ranger Station. The delegation offered that wishes to cadres and soldiers of the units. The Party Committee, People's Council, and People's Committee of Đồng Nai Province also presented Radar Station 595 a freshwater tank. This morning, a delegation came to offer that wishes to cadres and soldiers on Thổ Chu Islands in Thổ Châu, Cam Nguyen, Phú Quốc City, Kiên Giang Province. Jerry Gates came to offer incense in tribute to heroes, war martyrs, and residents who have been murdered and worshipped at the Temple of Tổ Chong Island. At Trader Station 610, Battalion 551, under the 5th Naval Region, Regiment 552, under the Military Zone 9, the delegation presented gifts and offered happy and warm New Year wishes to cadets and soldiers on duty on the island. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.